On our newsline, former Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King, who retired just a couple of years ago. Congressman, good to talk with you again. You've been watching all this play out. How would you describe what we're seeing on the House floor?
It's chaotic, and it's really disgraceful. I mean, 90% of the elected Republicans are supporting Kevin McCarthy. And you have this small group of, again, less than 10% who are opposing him. And this has not happened. It's happened once in the last 150 years, once before. It happened in 1923. It's always the tradition that a party, the party in power, the majority party, selects a speaker at a party conference. Kevin McCarthy was overwhelmingly elected at that, and then everyone joins together on the House floor. These 20 people, I don't know what they're looking for. I don't even think it's aimed at Kevin McCarthy. I think it's a power play by them. If it wasn't Kevin McCarthy, it would be somebody else they'd be coming after. And these, for the most part, of the 19 or 20 involved, there's really only about two or three that would have any kind of a following in the Congress. The others are either new people in the Congress or the people with checkered records, people who are not taken seriously. But they're getting their 15 minutes of fame. And it's really unfortunate that such a small number can hijack or blackmail an entire political party at a key time. And Congress right now almost does not exist. There's not one elected member of Congress in the Congress today. Then no one's sworn in. I don't know what would happen. God forbid there was ever any emergency. And the speaker is the second in line to become president of the United States after the vice president.
Yeah, it's all pretty nuts. How do you think this is going to end? Does McCarthy have to step aside? Although you said it's really not about him in the end.
Yeah, Kevin may step aside. And again, it may be someone like Steve Scalise, who is basically the same as McCarthy, the same as Kevin. I think what they may want this group, they can claim a victory. They can claim that they stopped Kevin McCarthy. And they would hold this power over the next speaker, no matter who it is, if it's Steve Scalise or anyone else. And they can say, we can take you out whenever we want. We can just hold back our vote. We can make a motion to have you removed from office. And it'll be really prevent the speaker from being able to negotiate on behalf of the party, to sit down with the president, to sit down with the Senate, and try to arrive at agreements and deals, which have to be bipartisan in a divided government. But these people don't want any type of concession. So to me, this is a bad sign. Makes the United States look bad. And it makes me very pessimistic about the next 2 years as an American and also as a Republican.
You know, you mentioned Steve Scalise. Who is going to blink here? What will it take to get this stalemate settled? Will Kevin McCarthy have to step aside and a new person come in?
Kevin may have to. And again, that would only be like the Band-Aid, though, because the goal was not so much to stop Kevin McCarthy, as it was for this group to show the power they have. So if they can get Kevin to step aside, no matter who comes in next, what they're saying is we have the power to remove you also, unless you give us what you want. Now, the story, everyone is saying, what does Kevin McCarthy have to do to get the support of these 20 people? I can tell you the other 200 despise what's happening by these 20. So Kevin McCarthy is almost like the man caught in the middle here, because any more concessions he makes to this crowd is going to alienate another 190 or 200 Republicans who are against making any concessions to these people. They are like a malcontent group off to the side that nobody paid attention to until now, and they're getting their 15 minutes of fame.
The Democrats keep nominating Hakeem Jeffries, and he keeps winning these vote totals, but it's not enough. It's not a majority to actually become Speaker. Do you see any scenario where...
I know Hakeem, and I've been in Congress. He is right now the happiest guy in the world. He's able to sit back and just laugh at the Republicans. But in the end, it's in everyone's interest, including Hakeem, to have a House brought to order so we can actually have a Congress doing its job. You know, the Democrats are enjoying this, but even down deep, they know this is bad for the country.
Hey, you know, you don't have to be a sitting member of Congress to be Speaker. Would Pete King be interested in maybe being a caretaker Speaker? Is your hat in the ring?
No, I would say no. First of all, it's not going to happen. Secondly, I enjoy just being able to sit back and talk to different radio and television stations and give my views that way. No, but seriously, no. To me, you need someone who is really willing to just put up every day with trying to negotiate where you're going. It used to be in the past, the speaker of the majority party had to negotiate with the minority party, and they would try to work out an agreement and negotiate with the Senate, negotiate with the president. Now, the next speaker, whoever it is going to spend more time negotiating with his own party, trying to keep this small group happy, because with a small minority or a small majority vote, they can bring everyone down. And that's the danger here.
Former Long Island Congressman Pete King. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.